Bring a band of hired killers? She asked. Sometimes, I admitted, sliding past the trap nimbly. But we never cheated a sponsor. Not exactly. Sooner or later, every sponsor cheated us. Including yours truly. One of your satraps beat you to it. But given time, we would have become less than indispensable, and you would have started looking around for a way to shaft us, instead of doing the honorable thing and paying us off, and simply terminating our commission. That's what I love about you, Croker, your unflagging faith in humanity. Absolutely. Every ounce of my cynicism is supported by historical precedent, I grumped. You really know how to melt a woman, you know that, Croker? Huh? I come armed with a whole arsenal of such brilliant repartee. I came out here with some feeble-minded notion of seducing you. For some reason, I'm not in the mood to try any more. Well, some of them you screw up royal. There was an observation catwalk along some parts of the monastery wall. I went up into the northeast corner, leaned on the adobe, and stared back the way we had come, busy feeling sorry for myself. Every couple hundred years, that sort of thing leads to a productive insight. The damned crows were thicker than ever. Must have been 20 of them now. I cursed them, and, I swear, they mocked me. When I threw a loose piece of adobe, they all jumped and fled toward... Goblin. I think he was keeping an eye on me in case I got suicidal. Yeah? Get one-eyed lady and come up here, fast. I turned and stared up the slope at the thing that had caught my eye. It stopped moving, but was unmistakably a human figure, in robes so black, looking at them was like looking at a rent in the fabric of existence. It carried something under its right arm, about the size of a hatbox, held in place by the natural fall of the limb. The crows swarmed around it, 20 or 30 of them, squabbling over the right to perch upon its shoulders. It was a good quarter mile from where I stood, but I felt the gaze from its hooded, unseen face beating upon me like the heat from a furnace. The crowd turned up with Goblin and One Eye as quarrelsome as ever. Lady asked, "What is it?" "Take a look out there." They looked. Goblin squeaked.
So?
So? What do you mean, so?
What's so interesting about an old tree stump and a flock of birds?
I looked. Damn. A stump. But as I stared, there was an instant's shimmer, and I saw the black figure again. I shuddered.
Croker?
Lady asked. She was still mad at me, but concerned even so. Nothing. My eyes were playing tricks on me. I thought I saw the damned thing moving. Forget it. They took me at my word, stomped off to whatever they had been doing. I watched them go, and for another moment doubted my own senses. But then I looked again. The crows were flying off in a crowd, except for two headed straight toward me, and the stump was hiking off across the hillside as though intent on circling the monastery. I mumbled a little to myself, but it did not do any good. I tried giving the temple a few more days to work its magic, but the next 150 years of our journey drummed on in my mind. There was no report.